What about the issue of hormonal therapy? The patient is ER positive and HER2 positive. The trials basically waited until the chemotherapy was over and then started the hormonal therapy so that we now had hormonal therapy and trastuzumab on board at the same time.
Correct.
Is that the approach you're comfortable with?
Yeah, it's not the best trial design, but it's what we're stuck with based on the reality of data we have. No one's going to take an ER/PR positive patient and not treat them with adjuvant hormonal therapy at some point in time. Now, keep in mind that the vast majority of the dual positives, HER2 positive and ER/PR positive, are low ER/PR levels, traditionally in that range of less than 10 femtomoles when we were measuring the actual content of the tumor lysate. And those are known not to respond well to hormonal therapy. So you can argue, are you going to gain anything by treating that patient population? But I don't think you're going to change practice traditions in an ER/PR positive patient that way. I think if they're measuring any hormone receptor, they're going to get adjuvant hormonal manipulation.
Any reason to think that there might be some type of antagonism between hormonal therapy and trastuzumab either way?
There's absolutely no reason to think that there's antagonism. In fact, there's reason to think the opposite. There may be some additivity at least. So the question is how much and is it worth any anticipated toxicity, although there haven't been any great toxicity seen, as well as the costs.
What about the selection of hormonal therapy in these patients? Of course, there's always been a lot of controversy in the postmenopausal woman to start with about AIs versus tamoxifen, fulvestrant. Also, your group has done work with. Currently, in terms of practical implications, how do you approach the selection of therapy? And sort of theoretically and biologically, what do you think a good combination is?
So we're driven by our own research, for better or for worse, and it indicates that the fulvestrant interaction with the HER2-positive tumors appears to be beneficial. It's clear that tamoxifen, and based not only on our own data and that of Chris Benz, our two groups showed it first, that those HER2-positive tumors tend to be resistant to tamoxifen. But now there's large clinical data sets that confirm that. Now, in truth, when Herceptin's on board, it'll reverse in part that tamoxifen resistance. But does it do it completely? So we would argue against tamoxifen as a matter of course at this point. That's not what we did in the clinical trial because still the data was pretty immature at the time we launched it. But I think that there's a place for AIs. I don't know that AIs add that much more in the HER2-positive population. And in fact, there's controversy out there. There's Matt Ellis's group that seems to think that they respond better to AIs. And there's the group of Alan Lipton, where they have, I think, some larger numbers using different kinds of testing that indicate that they also are relatively resistant to AIs. We do not find that to be the case with fulvestrant, so that's why we use fulvestrant.
What about the use of hormonal therapy plus trastuzumab in the metastatic setting? Is that something you routinely do?
We don't routinely do it, but we do it in patients who are hormone receptor positive, and we have a clinical trial that's looking at that now, that are HER2 positive, that don't have what we would consider life-threatening disease, eminently life-threatening disease, multiple organ systems involved, critical organs, significant amounts of liver involvement or lung involvement that are compromising normal function, then you do need to think about a chemotherapy combination.
What's the trial design?
The trial design we're launching now is looking at HER2 positive, ER/PR positive, with first-line metastatic disease that get fulvestrant, Herceptin, or the combination.
Interesting. Is that just going to be a UCLA study or beyond that?
It's going to be in our network, so it'll be more than just at UCLA, so it'll be community sites involved, and it's just launching now. It's a small trial. It's a hypothesis-generating trial. Depending on the signal we get, we would decide whether or not that should be taken any further.
The patients on the single arms, are they going to cross over to the next arm?
Yes, there's a crossover possibility.
Interesting. What do you think it's going to show?
Based on the preclinical data, I would think that the combination is going to be better than either single agent alone. Based on the old data, I think that Herceptin will be very effective in a HER2-positive population, but the fulvestrant also could be effective in that population. The question will be the relative strength. The trial's not powered to look at the difference between the two single agents, just whether or not the combination is better than the two.